At long last, here is Milo Podcast Season 2. There's new intro music coming soon, but because I don't want to delay this any further, here is Episode 1. It was recorded back in January, but it's still a bit relevant and it'll show off our new format well. Stay tuned, there's more episodes later this week. Hello, this is Shader Spider, and joining me tonight is Isaac.
Hey!
Hello. You don't have to. We are currently recording in Google Plus. The final product's got to be audio only, but we do still have people listening in the stream. We've currently got, control panel. Got 5 people. Hello, the 5 people. Which includes us too, so hello, the 3 people. But anyway.
They're not going to know that. You should never tell them that there are actually less people than that there actually are. It's against the rules, man.
The first segment for tonight, which is going to be the first episode. New Year's Eve was, say, about 14 days ago, and always a time when things change. So, what have people done this last year? Going to have Sunsley go on to talk about his last year later, but start with you, Isaac, what you've been doing.
Well, for New Year's, I got drunk with a friend and Sunstreaker. We decided to whip out the old classic GameCube and play a shitload of Super Smash Bros. Melee. Prior in the year, I managed to bankrupt a slot machine. It was awesome. What a nice grand out of using 20 quid, which is like £20, if you're not, like, sure, on currencies. I think in dollars it's about $40, maybe
about
a bit more.
$40, it's about the 2-for-1 current thing. I've been looking at buying stuff internationally, so I've been paying attention to the exchange rates. Isaac went completely and utterly off topic from now. Didn't really talk about last year. We started talking about anime, which will be in future episode, but when we actually came back on topic, we were onto my year and my future plans and stuff, and then we get back onto what Isaac's year actually was when we come up to Sunstreaking in about 5 minutes' time. I had a very good year last year, I would think. I started this podcast up, which was brilliant. Got 21 episodes, 26 episodes recorded, 21 episodes edited, and I'm only going to do 21 episodes of first season because I'm going to skip the. Last year was a brilliant year for me. I lost lots of weight and I did a lot of good things, like I'm part of a role playing group in Newcastle and had some very good role playing in the Dragon Age campaign, which went on last May, I think it was when it was on, but in between there, I did a very good character fit and got the character killed for in-character reasons by the party. Because the party never bothered to actually try and convince me we were not evil. Which is probably the best reason to get the character killed forever. Now that's done, what's about last year for you? Isaac, what you planning on doing? Oh yeah, nothing apart from getting a job.
I'll be doing nothing but sleeping, eating, sleeping, watching
podcasting,
porn, podcasting, playing games, watching porn, reading books, playing games, watching porn, playing games, bapping, the usual.
But yeah, next year, I've actually got plans for doing stuff which is not my normal stuff of losing weight because I need to lose weight and get a job which I need money. I need lots of money. Especially since I'm going to be buying a lot of things like, which I'm probably going to go on this now by putting this over the camera. I'm buying a lot more toys. This is the Batman statue I've got. I got this in the Arkham City Collector's Edition, which I bought Arkham City twice because it's this freaking statue. Look at it, it's fucking awesome. But yeah, I need lots of money since I want to buy toys. But after that, also things I'm going to be doing. I've got a lot of things planned. I'm, like, trying to start up art as well as keep this podcast going. Like, I'm planning on doing some pixel art and planning on outlining a comic, which the idea of the comic, I'm going to try and write a parody of magical girl animes starring a crossdresser, basically. That is the basic of the plot. And it's going to be awesome.
Oh, you mean like that Otomi Yuki webcomic you showed me?
I'm not sure.
Where a Japanese fanboy turns into Valkyrie and ends up having...
Oh, yeah, that, like that, except... Sparkling Generation Valkyrie Yuki is awesome. That was one of the few which, like, gave me an idea, and then I think they're not quite doing it right, so I'll improve on it. And, yeah, I've gotten, like, some art done, like, a couple of years ago because I was bored, because I had time at work to do it. And I'm basically trying to make it, what on earth is that you just picked up?
Before or after I've just broken something on it?
Before. What?
Before it would have been a Sephiroth figure from Advent Children.
Nice.
After a figure of that Sephiroth without the sword. That's twice now I've done that. Oh,
you're
God. The first time was when I actually bought it. The second time, now.
I think that's enough for like this first section of the show. Let's say we've got been going for 20 minutes or so while recording, so that's good. Okay, we can probably start talking about gaming and stuff, or we can get some sneaking in and talk about New Year's. I'm not sure what you want to do. Do you want to...
More easier. He has no choice.
What? yes.
Hello, chap.
Hello, this is Michael, voice on the Sunstreaker. You've probably seen him post a lot of porn on Google+. Since recording this episode, Sunstreaker actually got banned from Google+ for porn.
Yes, I have indeed. I have been quite the spammer. Actually, no. I actually quite like Linus' spam a lot more. He actually does a lot more than me, but yes, it's me.
And now I'm back. And now we're back with Mike being awesome. And
hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Yes, my year. Well, my year went quite very slow. But thanks to Isaac here.
That's probably something. What's happened? Because I've only known you, and you've got flats together. So probably explain what happened between you, with you and Isaac last year, because that was probably an interesting story and probably the best awesome thing that happened.
Well, taking him in was the first thing I did in a heartbeat when he had trouble with his family. So I accepted him straight away.
Do you want to say what happened or not?
Do you want to say what exactly happened? You want to give a crap? Sure.
Okay. Oh, okay. Back to Isaac.
Right, yeah. Okay. Long story short, my stepdad, he's a wanker. For those who don't understand what a wanker is, he's annoying.
He's a masturbator.
But I was going with something a lot more better. He's a total twat. He is the type of person that if you do everything around, like if you do everything that needs to be done, he'll say you didn't do shit. But yeah, I got it to the point where I managed to get my mum and him to split up. Over the fact that I was, I did the entire housework and I've been cooking him dinners for about 3 years straight. He'll come back from work and say that I've done fuck all about the house because I'm jobless and that he does everything. My mum will watch me on her days off, will offer help, and I'll say, fuck off, you sit there, you're relaxing to your day off. On his day off, he'll sit there, he'll watch me, he won't offer a single bit of help. But he'll still have the guts to say you've done fuck all. So, yeah, I would literally work my hands till they were literally bleeding, cut and raw, to the point where I could not do anything for myself. Yes, I couldn't even manage to radio, it was that painful. we'll edit that bit out.
No, I never said that. No, we won't edit that bit out.
and he came back home one day, and this was the last straw for my mum for what happened. And I just finished shooting the house from top to bottom, dusted, polished, everything. Even gave the dog a bath, that kind of stuff. And because he'd been working on near the beach in Douglas, he had sand on his boots and he'd trodden in sand. And he was like, "Oh, you didn't fucking hoover at all." I was like, "Yeah, I did. Well, how come there's sand here?" "Because your boots have sand on them, you dumbass." He's like, "No, this was here before my boots were here." "Really?" "Because after I went through the hoover, I went through with a smaller hoover and then ran my hand over it, and there was nothing there." So, yeah, Mum pretty much got fed up. When he went to work one day, Mum had, I think it was 3 days off. So we just took everything that she bought with us, left the house. And recently, he went to sell the house and told my Mum. And my Mum started feeling rather sympathetic to him and said, "Yeah, he's got no place to live." So I went, "Okay, I'm out, bye." And asked Mike Smart if it was okay if I moved in if I paid rent. And she said, "Yeah." Which is where I've been ever since. In my nice, semi-comfortable chair.
What a story, Mark.
And that's got picked up on microphone, which is good.
I love you too.
Do not hug Isaac. Isaac does not like
Scott,
being hugged.
If I don't return by the end of tonight, he will have killed me.
Hey, bitch, you stole me a blowjob.
Not part of the plan.
Right.
Actually, the deal was, I gave you some of this. The fans at home, relentless. I gave you some of this. Relentless, which is pretty much a really, really nice Red Bull. And you said you'd give me a blowjob. Where's my blowjob?
I'm back.
Welcome back. That was very intense. But luckily that life got better when he moved in with you, didn't he?
Oh yeah, a hell lot better. I wasn't very fond of being alone for quite a while, and he did frequently visit me a lot, so when he came on hard times, I decided to accept him straight away, because I just couldn't see him, you know, being kicked away from his family. I just thought, that's not nice. Yeah, you can't do that. So that's why I decided to take him in immediately, because he technically is family in our family, if you think about it, which is something really special in friendship.
We've got a very good friendship. We've got a very good small community of like 5 or 6 people with our group.
The British family.
Yeah, the British family. It's us, Nero, otherwise known as William Day. And that's the end of my first episode, so if you liked it, like I said, shorter episodes now. Now there's going to be a new outro coming with episode 2, as well as a new intro. So until then, I'll see you, and please tune in and tell your friends after we've got a few episodes coming out.